Have you ever found yourself wondering something like, how do I hire elder care help? Or should my parent move to assisted living? If so, this video is for you. Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Leslie Kernison, board certified geriatrician and founder of BetterHealthWhileAging.net and also the author of the book, When Your Aging Parent Needs Help. In today's video, I am here with my very dear colleague, Michelle Allen. She is a licensed clinical social worker and a certified geriatric care manager. They are also known as aging life care professionals. And in this video, we are going to talk about something that we find ourselves explaining over and over again in my online Helping Older Parents programs, and that is, what is a geriatric care manager and how they can help you, especially if you're trying to help an older adult maintain independence and well-being. Now, why do I want to talk about this and why should you watch this video? Well, I want to tell you about this because geriatricians love geriatric care managers and we often wish that more of you would work with them or at least know that they exist. And that's because geriatric care managers are an amazing resource if you are trying to do any of the following things that people are often asking us about. Things like how to get more help for an older adult who needs it, whether that's you, an aging parent, or someone else you care about. How to figure out aging in place and make it possible. How to convince an older person to accept more help. How to explore a move or a relocation, such as to assisted living. Or what if you want to plan for your own aging or for your parents' aging? What if you're trying to figure out how to pay for elder care services? Or what if you're dealing with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia? And much, much more. But here's the thing. Geriatric care managers, for some reason, are still not well known to the public, and that is really a shame because they are so helpful and such an amazing resource when it comes to helping families troubleshoot so many practical elder care issues. So, personally, I believe that every older adult and every family caring for an older person should know what a geriatric care manager is. So, in this video, Michelle is going to tell us about her profession and how she often helps families like yours. Now, before we get started, just a really quick word about terminology. We're often going to refer to geriatric care managers, but as Michelle knows, she is actually technically now called an aging life care professional. Even I think an advanced aging life care professional, right, Michelle?
That's right.
Yeah. And that is because in 2015, the National Association for Professional Geriatric Care Managers rebranded. They decided to call their services Aging Life Care and to call themselves Aging Life Care Professionals. But I personally find that Aging Life Care Professional is a bit of a mouthful. So we're going to use both terms in this talk. I also find it's easier to say GCM for short than ALCP. But yes, if you hear about a certified geriatric care manager, they are probably an aging life care professional and vice versa. So to just come back to, again, my geriatrician pro tip for you, every older adult and all families should know that aging life care professionals exist because they can help you with most elder care issues. And in this video specifically, what we're going to cover with Michelle is what is a geriatric care manager? Also known as an aging life care professional. How do they help older adults and families, and how can you find and hire a geriatric care manager? And so now, Michelle, let me turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for bringing up this important topic. So what is a geriatric care manager or an aging life care professional? And, you know, I think Dr. Kernison, that you were the person who actually gave me these words, which is a professional problem solver for older adults and families, which I think is a wonderful way to really encapsulate sometimes what we do. So we're usually hired by either individuals or families to help advocate and guide them through any age-related or disability-related issue, which sounds extraordinarily broad, right? We're problem solvers for whatever aging or disability-related issues come up. But as we'll learn together throughout the rest of this presentation, that it kind of is true. There's a lot of areas that care managers have some expertise in, or at least know all the right resources to help push families in the right direction and help them figure out how to get unstuck from whatever issue they're currently facing.
Yeah, and there are so many areas because aging and the challenges that come up with it just affect so many dimensions of people's lives. So I love that care managers have this depth of expertise across many things, because we often find that when it comes to helping an older person, you you kind of have to address lots of things at the same time.
Absolutely.
And so I love that people like you have this broad expertise that makes you really helpful for the older people that I'm often trying to help. So maybe you can tell us, Michelle, a little bit about, like, what does it take to become an aging life care professional?
Yeah. So one thing that I love telling families is that nobody can just hang a shingle and call themselves an aging life care professional. I mean, you have to have a degree in some sort of health-related field and also have years of supervised experience in order to become a certified geriatric care manager and to become a member of the Aging Life Care Association. Most of us have a background in social work or nursing, but you can also have a background in gerontology, in public health and mental health, in occupational therapy, physical therapy, psychology, counseling, or other allied professionals. You can have some sort of degree in that and then have, on top of that, years of supervised experience.
Yeah. And so later in this video, I want to address sort of like how people like you are different from senior care advisors and some of the other specialists that are out there, because I hear about these kinds of people. Families tell me about them. So we'll talk more about that later in the video. But really briefly, a lot of those other elder care experts don't have this requirement of having a degree plus the supervised experience. And so that's something that I would encourage every family to keep in mind when they're thinking of hiring an expert to help them with their elder care issues. So Michelle, can you take us now through the ALCA 8 knowledge areas?
Yes. So one of the things that I love to show families is this infographic right here that just kind of shows all the different realms that your geriatric care manager could specialize in, from working with families, figuring out housing issues, whether that's independent living, assisted living, personal care, nursing home. So we look at all the different elder care housing issues. We have one of our core areas of knowledge is also in financial and legal issues. Now, we do not give financial advice, nor do we give legal advice, but we know enough to start asking questions and for us to say, hey, it's time for us to get some other professionals on the team, like a financial planner or an elder law attorney. But we'll know to start asking some of those specific questions to help get families organized and prepared. We also have knowledge in health and disability issues, crisis intervention. We're big on advocacy, and also very big on the local resources, which I think is probably our superpower, is being able to navigate through a lot of the local resources.
Yeah. And just to clarify, Michelle, like aging life care professionals have, you know, specialized in these, but you're expected to be competent in all of these domains, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to be able to both assess each of these core areas for our clients and help give them some direction. And so we do need to have experience and expertise in all of these 8 knowledge areas.
Yeah. And what I also love is that often that expertise is not just knowing the theoretical, but with your clients, you've dealt with common problems in all these domains. So for instance, with financial issues, you've dealt with clients who seem to be mismanaging their finances because maybe their memory is slipping, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you're, so it's not just what's the ideal way for an older person to manage their finances, but it's also how do we, you know, how can we help when we see some of these common problems in this domain? And aging life care professionals, you know, will have had supervised experience in coping with this. And I just find that so valuable when it comes to helping families. All right. So here are some of the things that you just referred to. Michelle, so as you can see, really long list of things. And again, they're just common things that come up when you're helping an older person, right? You're going to have to figure out what their needs are, organize some care, coach the family, deal with financial legal issues, support family meetings. That's another thing that I often find so valuable with geriatric care managers is their ability to bring in different siblings or maybe the two parents to kind of mediate a conversation. And they bring in they come to it not only as a neutral third party, but as a third party who actually has experience in dealing with this. That would be the difference between them and another kind of therapist or a mediator. Managing moves, managing travel. So Michelle, maybe you can take us now through in a little bit more depth some of the most important things that you do with families.
Yeah, and I love that we're starting here with the assessment and referrals, because every single relationship that I enter into with a client begins right here with an initial assessment and then creating a list of referrals and creating sort of a little plan of care that we can implement. So your relationship with a care manager always includes a very comprehensive assessment. And during that assessment, we ask lots of nosy questions because we want to get a very complete picture of what's going on. So what are the legal issues? What are the financial concerns? What are all the different health insurances that you have? Do you have long-term care insurance? What does your income look like? And are you scared of not being able to afford the care that you need at some point or outliving your resources, right? A lot of folks are really concerned about outliving their resources. We ask lots of questions about their health history, what their sleeping is like, what medications they're taking, which doctors they're seeing, which doctors do they want to start seeing. And then we really dive into what are their core concerns and what do they really want. So we spend a lot of time also talking with our clients about what they want and and pairing that with what reality might have handed us to have to deal with.
And in fact, you and I, Michelle, just have made another video that's about paying for elder care. And in that video, we actually, you know, go into a little bit like, what does elder care often look like? What kinds of help and support are people often, families often looking to add for an older person? And then what are the options? And again, care managers like Michelle are often have so much more expertise than even a geriatrician like myself. So Michelle, maybe you can talk a little bit more about the role of aging life care professionals in arranging that help and support in the home.
Yeah. So after the assessment, some families are like, great, this is all we need. It was an assessment and just a really quick list of some referrals and next steps we should take and we can take it from here. And then other families are like, great, now that we know what should be done, could you please help us actually do it? And so if you wanted a care manager who can really come alongside you, either you as an individual or you as part of a family support team, come alongside you and actually start doing some of the work, like arranging help and support in the home. So we can help identify what are some good caregiver agencies or individual caregivers in the community. How can we get them trained and caught up to what your needs are and get them implemented in the house? And how can we work out a lot of the messy points? Because people caring for people can be very messy. And so we can be, care managers can be there to help hire and help train and help manage any of the caregivers that are coming into the home. And just help make sure that they're doing exactly what you need them to be doing.
Yeah. And also, this can be so, so valuable. One of the things people sometimes ask me is, how do I help my mom? I live far away. We live in a big country where often people's adult children or their rest of their family or whoever might be in their support circle is not local. So this can be an amazing option if you aren't local and aren't able to do some of this, legwork for your aging parent or another older person that you care for. Michelle, let's now talk about, medical care management.
Oh, probably as many of you know, dealing with our healthcare system can be very overwhelming and very complex. Even just figuring out how to log into your patient portal so that you can send a message to your physician can be very complicated for older adults. A care manager can come in and work alongside their client to make all these appointments, arrange transportation to the appointments, take them to the appointments and actually go in with them and help them talk to their doctors, ask the questions that they need to be asking, and then take the recommendations and take the orders from the physicians and implement those into action, right? So we can help then go to the pharmacy and fill the medications or follow up with the specialists that the doctor has referred us to and make those follow-up appointments to get x-rays and MRIs and lab work done. Because a lot of aging adults have difficulty doing that.
Yeah. And for everyone, it's so good to have a kind of partner when you are going to a lot of doctor's visits. I actually recommend that to all my older adults is who's going to be your kind of partner in this, who can come with you, help you remember what the doctor said, help you follow up on things. If there's a family member who can do this, that is great. But sometimes it can be hard for family to take a lot of time off work to attend all the visits. Or again, family sometimes are not living close by. So an aging life care professional like Michelle can be a really valuable resource for filling that role, which is a really important role, to maintain the health and well-being of an older person. And then maybe we can touch on financial and legal issues. We've already, you know, alluded to this, but Michelle, what do you think are the most valuable things that you bring in this role?
So first is being there to ask the questions, right? Like, how are bills getting paid? What is the system you have in place? Is it working? If it's not working, what kind of changes do we need to make to it? And then can help be there also to oversee and review what the current bill pay situation is like. And if there's unpaid bills that are stacking up on the kitchen table or mail that's just not even being checked. Also asking some of the bigger question pictures, like, have we thought about how these assets are going to transfer to somebody else after we've died, right? And so sometimes we assume that the financial planners or the attorneys are asking these questions, but then you find out that nobody has asked these questions, right? And so we don't know if there's beneficiaries listed on accounts. I have a number of older adults who are still married, who there's one spouse who has dementia, and then the well spouse does not have dementia and is taking care of all the finances, and he or she is doing a great job, but everything rests with that one well spouse. And we don't really have a plan yet for what the spouse who has dementia is going to do if something happens to the spouse that's handling all the finances. So do we have a plan in place for that? Because clearly, yeah, our spouse with dementia is not going to be the one to take over. So,
right. Also, Michelle, I know that so many families have told me that talking with their aging parents about finances often feels like a very touchy topic. And I imagine in some ways it can be easier for the older person to not be talking to their child initially, but to, again, have this, you know, neutral third party who comes in with some experience about what are the questions and issues, but is not, you know, involved in like the family or doesn't, you know, may not have a stake in the family finances in the same way, right?
That's right. That's right. It's so much easier for me to bring up usually than it is for the adult children to bring up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you also provide information on federal and state entitlements, right? So other ways that services can be covered or benefits that people can access.
That's right. So many people believe that they could never qualify for Medicaid. But when we look at how much in-home care costs, assisted living costs, nursing homes costs, a lot more people do qualify than they could ever imagine. And we can be there to help navigate them through that eligibility process. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then also just helping with insurance claims, you know, and figuring yeah out when to file appeals and when to push back and when to, you know, fix any insurance errors.
Mm-hmm. And again, for more on how much care often costs, we do have that other video where Michelle like takes us through lots of options and how much they usually cost. So if that's something you're wondering about, definitely check out that video. And then Michelle, earlier you mentioned crisis intervention. Tell us a little bit more about like what that means, what that looks like.
You know, a lot of older adults put off planning proactively to make any changes, to increasing their support system or addressing any of their aging or disability related needs. And so it's not uncommon for us to get engaged with clients in the midst of a crisis, right? Like, mom just fell yesterday. There's no way she can go back home. She's currently in the hospital. We don't know what we're going to do next. And so stepping into those moments and helping families navigate through the crisis. I also have a number of clients who, despite all the efforts we've put into padding them up with the right level of support and giving them all the safeguards that they could probably use, crisis still happens, right? And so
it's just life.
That's right. It's just life. And so mm-hmm being able to be a person that can go to the ER and meet my clients at the ER, even take them to the ER in case there is some sort of emergency, is something that care managers often do provide their clients, and then being able to advocate for them while they're there in the ER. So for a number of my clients, and this is something we'll get into later as we talk about how do you look for a geriatric care manager that's right for you, is that not all care managers are willing to be the emergency contact or are willing to kind of be on call 24/7 for whatever might come up. And so we'll talk about that later. But for a number of my clients, I am their 24/7 emergency contact. So 9 o'clock at night, something happens, we're heading out to the ER together.
That must be such a relief for families, though, and for older adults to know that they have that support.
That's right. Especially, you know, for the sandwich generation, right? I've got a number of clients who their adult child is a single parent who has children under the age of 10 of their own. They can't drop everything and head over to the ER, or they live out of state, you know, to the right. It's one way that we help our older adults age in place, either at home or independent living, is by having this crisis intervention support.
Okay. So I think in the interest of time, we're not going to go over the many other things that certified geriatric care managers like Michelle do. But again, you know, most of them, everyone, all the ones that I've ever met have, you know, a fair bit of experience in all these domains. And then some of them will be especially expert in a few specific domains. And we can talk more about what that means when you're looking for a care manager in a bit. So, but let's now address the question of, like, how does one find an aging life care professional if somebody is interested in finding a professional like you, Michelle?
Yeah, so our association is the Aging Life Care Association, and it has a website, aginglifecare.org. And on their website, there's a button that you can click on that says, you know, find an aging life care expert. And so, you know, you click on the find an expert button and type in your geographic location, because our superpowers are knowing all the local resources. So you want to find a geriatric care manager who's close to where your aging loved one lives. And you can search there for all the certified care managers that are members of the association within that geographic area. Some areas only have one or two care managers. Other areas have, you know, 15 or more care managers. And another way to find us is to ask your current providers, right? So ask your neurologist, ask some of the psychiatrists, ask your elder law attorneys that are in your area for some recommendations.
And then maybe also Google, because people, you know, often have websites. And I find that Google is getting, you know, pretty good at showing service providers, you know, that they consider in your area. So that could be another option too. Now, Michelle, let's maybe talk about what does it mean to be a certified or professional geriatric care manager?
Absolutely. So we talked about earlier how you can't just hang up your shingle or print business card saying that you are an aging life care professional, that you do have to be certified, and we'll talk a little bit about the certification process in a minute, but it also means that you have to be a member of the Aging Life Care Association, and that there's three different levels of membership. So you can be an advanced professional, a professional, or an associate. The advanced professional must have earned a certification and have a special degree, but all of us have to have, you know, have proven supervised number of years working with older adults.
Yeah. And so what is the certification? So one of the things I learned in preparing for this video is that the Aging Life Care Association in of itself does not certify professionals. They do, I think, review your credentials to make sure you have a degree, that you have like the supervised hours. But if you are going to be one of their advanced professionals and have a certification, you need a certification from another type of organization. So Michelle, maybe you can just briefly tell us what the certification means.
Right. So we have the Commission for Case Manager Certification, the National Academy of Certified Case Manager, and the National Association of Social Workers. So an aging life care professional can apply to any of these three organizations to show them that we've met the education requirements, that we've met the supervised hours requirement, and that we are currently working as an aging life care professional in order to get the certification. All three certifying bodies basically have the same level of requirements, and there's, you know, you just choose between one of the three to work with.
Okay. And can you just clarify for us, what does it mean to be a care manager or case manager? Like certified in that, like, what does that mean, and how is that the same or different than the skills of the aging life care professional? Because there are people who are certified as care managers or case managers who are not geriatric care managers, right?
Right. So you can also have a certification in case management, which is a certification that's really for folks working within the hospital system who are also tied to utilization review and being able to meet both, like, both the needs of the healthcare organizations they're working with, as well as to meet the needs of their patients. And so to be a certified care manager means that you're really just working on the needs of your patient and of your patient population to get the care that they need.
Okay. But either way, it's really kind of, it's a skill where you're looking kind of holistically at the person's needs and finding ways to meet them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. You might find when you're looking for geriatric care managers, aging life care professionals, that a lot of the people in the field have all these initials behind, you know, which are their credentials. And so we can go through, what it means for Michelle. Michelle, maybe you can take us through what these what your abbreviations mean.
So the first one is the LCSW. That means that I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I live in the state of Georgia, so that means I'm licensed by the state of Georgia because social workers hold their license in the states where they practice. So that means I've been licensed by the state of Georgia to provide clinical social work services, which means that I had to meet their requirements of having an advanced degree in social work, having years of supervised work, and then passing the licensure exam. And then on top of that, from the National Association of Social Workers, I have my certificate as a certified advanced social work care manager, which is another layer of, showing to the NASW or the National Association of Social Workers that I do have the education, the work experience, and am currently working as a social work care manager.
Mm-hmm. And then you get to call yourself an Aging Life Care Advanced Professional because you are a dues-paying member of ALCA, and ALCA then has confirmed that Michelle has the relevant degree. Hers is in social work. The minimum of 2 years supervised experience. Michelle actually has much more, and the ALCA-approved certification. And many aging life care professionals are social workers, but as we were mentioning before, some might have a background in nursing. Some of them have an MFT, marriage family therapy, right? Mm-hmm. Some of them might have a master's or a PhD in gerontology, which, not to be confused with geriatrics, geriatrics is a medical specialty. Geriatricians have gone to medical school and then done a residency and a fellowship in geriatrics. Gerontology is the social studies discipline of aging, so people can get a master's in that and a PhD, but not everyone who has a master's in gerontology has actually worked hands-on with families in this role of helping them address their various aging life problems, right? So that's where the supervised experience in the care management or case management comes in. So that's just something to keep in mind when you're considering, again, what kind of elder care expert you might hire or work with to help you. So are there other kinds of elder care experts? There definitely are. So aging life care professionals are wonderful, and they are not your only option. So when I thought about this, I thought I might divide them kind of into traditional and less traditional. So traditional ones are the ones that are often embedded in either the medical system or the social services system. So within medicine, we have geriatric social workers, geriatric nurse practitioners, geriatricians. And then there are other experts who have subspecialized in aging, like elder law attorneys. And again, some of them I think can get certified, right, Michelle? There's a certifying body. There are others who will say that they are elder law attorneys because they work with a lot of older adults. But again, that's a little bit like in medicine. Some of us have trained and been certified in geriatrics, and then most doctors are taking care of lots of older adults. They just may or may not be doing it the way that those of us who, are certified and additionally trained might do it. And then there are gerontologists. Gerontology is a totally wonderful field, but some of them are researchers, and they can work in many different levels of society. And then over the years, I've heard of these other kinds of elder care experts, and some of them have been very, very very, very helpful to families that I have worked with. So there are senior care advisors, there are patient advocates or elder advocates, There are family caregiving coaches, some of whom have a certificate or diploma from a family caregiving course, and many more. But again, certainly when it comes to senior care advisors, I know that to get that certification, you don't have to have the degree and supervised experience that aging life care professionals have. So I think any of these people can be helpful. You will just know less about, you'll have to ask them about their background and training. And when you work with a certified geriatric care manager or, you know, an advanced aging life care professional, you know for sure that they have had that degree and supervised experience, which I think can be really, really valuable. So Michelle, can you talk to us now about how to select an aging life care professional?
Yes, and you should definitely start by first thinking about what you need as an individual and as a family maybe. So are you dealing with Alzheimer's or related dementia? You know, most geriatric care managers do have a specialty and experience with Alzheimer's or related dementia, but not all of us, right? And so that's worth you considering. Are you trying to get help in the home or working on a possible move? Is there a lot of family conflict that needs mediation? Is the medical situation very active and do you need a lot of support with medical visits? So I would say really take an inventory of what your current needs are and what some of the things are that you're looking at. And so you can ask your care manager if their specialty lines up with that.
Yeah. Or how much, you know, do they do this? What's their experience? How, you know, confident do they feel with that? Because I have definitely found over the years that some care managers seem to have particular expertise in certain domains. So one with a nursing background might be really good if for helping an older person who has lots of chronic conditions or lots of health emergencies and is spending a lot of time in medical visits, whereas one with a background in family therapy might be really good if there's a lot of family conflict and part of what the family needs is a lot of that mediation, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Then there are some people like Michelle who, as far as I can tell, are good at all of it, but, you know.
Referred out.
Right. What are some additional questions that you recommend people ask?
And I think these are really important for you to know about the care management agency that you might reach out to. Is what are, first and foremost, so what are the primary services provided by your agency? I will say that there's a number of geriatric care managers that work within a home care agency. So the core business of the home care agency is to provide caregivers and to provide, that one-on-one support with help by, you know, home health aides or caregivers. And then in addition to that, they have a layer of support provided by geriatric care managers. Those care managers may carry a caseload of 20, 50, 70 clients, right? Because they're providing sort of a geriatric care management light. And so if what you're looking for is somebody who can go with you to doctor's appointments, and if you're looking for somebody who can provide more intensive geriatric care management services, that might not be the right care management agency for you. So it's just worth you first knowing what you need and then asking the agency what their primary services are.
I guess for that, you could also ask just how available will the care manager be to you, like how many hours, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I will say those agencies, the home care agencies that also have a care manager on their team, that is my favorite model for home care agency. I feel like if they provide really great services support to the family and help make it a very successful placement for their caregivers they're putting in the home. But they're often not doing things like going with you to your doctor's appointment. And then you might want to ask them what their professional credentials are and ask them what their background and work experience is. When I get a call from somebody who's dealing with, somebody who we call is a brittle diabetic, right? And so it's really hard to keep their blood sugars under control, or somebody who's got a lot of wound care issues. Well, if I hear that when I'm talking to somebody over the phone who's reaching out for help, I think maybe you need a nurse. You know, maybe a nurse would be a better a match for you and for your needs, and here's some care managers with a nursing background that you might want to reach out to. Likewise, if somebody calls me and they have a traumatic brain injury, or the person they're taking care of has a traumatic brain injury, so under the age of 65, they're also dealing with worker, work, workers' comp issues maybe, or with other insurance settlement issues. And in my area, we've got some care managers who specialize in traumatic brain injury. And so I would refer out to that. And so, you know, really ask them what their experience and background is. And then ask them if they're available for emergencies. Some care manager agencies situate themselves really as a 9-to-5 practice. You know, so they're only really available during business hours. And then other agencies are available for emergencies and available for after hours and weekend support as well. Mm-hmm. You want to ask how many aging life care professionals are in the agency. There are a number of sole practitioners, and some of the sole practitioners are doing incredible work. But what do we do when they go on vacation? What do we do when they're sick? What do we do when they have some sort of life issue that needs attending to? So maybe ask for, maybe you want to work with an agency that has enough care managers on the team where they can cover for each other and help to be there for when your needs come up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You might want to ask them how they communicate with their clients and families and make sure that it matches your style of communication. And then, of course, understand what their fees are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so in terms of fees, most care managers charge by the hour, right?
That's right.
So or an increment of an hour.
Charged by the hour or by the half hour, maybe the quarter hour. Some care managers want you to put in a retainer fee up front. Others don't. Some sell packages of hours. Others just bill straight by the hour. Mm-hmm. Some charge for mileage and transportation costs. Others don't. So you want to ask? Mm-hmm. And I have found that all of us typically are very transparent about what the fees are going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So geriatric care managers are wonderful. However, you know, a potential downside, maybe the biggest downside, is that most of the time their services are not covered by insurance or Medicare. So families usually pay out of pocket this hourly rate. Now, I think paying, Michelle, what is the hourly rate for geriatric care managers in most metro areas?
I would say it's between $140 and $170.
Yeah. Okay.
So $140, $170 an hour.
Yeah. So it is an investment. I think it can be a worthwhile investment in the longer term. And also, if an older person is needing a lot of home care and you're already paying a lot, you know, the additional investment in the help of a care manager to just make sure you're getting the right care or to help move to a facility, I think it can be worthwhile. And it's true that that expense can be challenging for some families to cover. So what are some other options, Michelle, for families who can't afford an aging life care professional?
You know, you might be surprised at how many medical offices and medical centers have social workers and care managers on their team. And so think about reaching out to the neurology offices. If you've got a brain health center near you, they usually have social workers on their team.
Or a memory clinic.
Or the memory clinics mm-hmm. absolutely would likely have a social worker on their team. If your person is eligible for hospice benefits or for home health care, those teams also include a social worker. Mm-hmm. I think our area agency on aging, I think those are usually underutilized. So I would always encourage families to reach to Google, you know, their local area agency on aging and then call that office. You often have to just leave a voicemail and then you can get a call back, but they should have referral specialists and case managers on their team who can also provide some support. The Alzheimer's Association has a wonderful 24/7 helpline. And so you can always call the Alzheimer's Association if you're dealing with Alzheimer's or other related dementia and some of those issues and questions. You can get a lot of help from the Alzheimer's Association. And then there's a number of local nonprofit organizations that support aging and dementia-related issues that you can call and get connected with as well. And it feels like there's more and more of those kinds of organizations popping up all the time.
Yeah, and your local area agency on aging might know about them. Or there's also a wonderful nonprofit that has a national scope, Family Caregiving Alliance. And they have a search feature where I think you can find like local agencies and nonprofits that provide support in your area through their website directory. And so that's another great resource. So in short, elder care issues are often hard and complicated to sort out, but you don't need to figure it out on your own. I highly recommend just looking to get help from those with experience. Definitely start off again by exploring those free resources first. And if you're still not finding the support you need, aging life care professionals are a great option. So thank you, Michelle, for coming today to explain this. I hope this has been helpful to all of you listening. If you would like to learn more, first of all, please subscribe to the channel, because Michelle and I are planning to do more of these videos where we address frequently asked questions that we hear from people in the online Helping Older Parents programs. I hope you can see how the expertise of someone like Michelle is a really great complement to my geriatrics, you know, medical and health expertise for older adults. So we're hoping to make more of these videos where we combine our expertise. And then you can visit aginglifecare.org. That's the website of the Aging Life Care Association, to find a professional or learn more about this profession. You can also learn more about how you can work with geriatric care managers in my book, When Your Aging Parent Needs Help, because I definitely explain that as an option for working through a lot of common concerns people have when they get worried about whether their aging parent can still live at home or is doing okay. If you join one of my online Helping Older Parents programs, every week there is a live Q&A call with either me or a certified geriatric care manager, such as Michelle is doing them once a month, and we have a few other amazing experienced geriatric care managers who work with us as well. It's always a good idea to ask your health providers who they can recommend. So, Michelle, thank you again so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope this has been helpful. Take care, and we hope to see you in another video.